I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. An effort to quiet trains in Springfield and Chatham, planning for the future. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with Chatham, a comprehensive plan. They did one a few years back. They're talking about doing another one. What's the reason for that?
Well, their current comprehensive plan is 10 years old, and anyone who's spent any time in Chatham can see how quickly that community has been growing with all the new housing and some retail development going up. So they're looking at redoing that plan. And just to put some numbers on it, Chatham's population in 2015 was about 12,300. Back in the 1970s, it was under 1,000. And according to the 2007 comprehensive plan, at the current growth rate, Chatham would be something like 15,000 on the low side by 2030 and 19,000 on the high side. So it's something they want to take a look at, what that means for roads, public services, zoning, those types of issues.
And growth can bring with it a lot of challenges, just like the lack of growth can bring challenges to a community. So Chatham is looking at ways to manage this growth going forward.
Well, and that's one of the things we look back at. In 2007, it listed challenges and opportunities. Among the challenges, traffic congestion on Illinois 4, which is the main commercial corridor through Chatham. So there's still some issues there. Water was another issue that was brought up in 2007. And, of course, in the interim, Chatham has created their own water supply, leaving CWLP. It talks about things like zoning enforcement, landscaping, beautification. Those are all sorts of issues they expect they would continue to address as if they redo this comprehensive plan.
Well, the city of Springfield starting that process to silence train horns along the Union Pacific line, and that's probably welcome to many of the residents along there. Comes with some costs, though, as well, because it's going to close some roads.
It is a question I get a lot when writing about any sort of rail project here, whether it be high-speed rail or rail consolidation. Is any of this ever going to really happen? Well, this looks like it is. The city of Springfield has already started the process to eventually ask the federal government for approval to silence the train horns on the 3rd Street corridor. That's the Union Pacific line downtown, closing about half a dozen crossings. That will begin as of Wednesday. Eventually, you'll see the 6-foot safety fencing going up. There'll be new signals and gates along that corridor. And once that's all completed, they think they could apply and the trains would fall silent probably by summer of 2018.
Well, something you're calling the boutique shuffle. Tell us what that's about.
Well, District 23 is a retail shop on MacArthur Boulevard. Sales there benefit the Cochlear Implant Awareness Foundation. They announced recently they're going to be relocating at the end of January to the space now occupied by The Wardrobe, another clothing boutique. And what's significant about that, Sean, is The Wardrobe has been in business for 54 years. They will close at that location at the end of January. Now, the owners are telling us they hope to sell the business and perhaps open it in another location, but that's going to be a departure of a longtime anchor for that retail development around MacArthur and South Grand.
Finally this week, Tim, one of the smaller museums, but very interesting museums in the Springfield area, has closed, the Grand Army of the Republic National Museum. Will this possibly reopen?
Well, the operators of this museum are hoping to get it reopened. It closed in early August, and basically what happened is it operated with volunteers, and as they got older, they simply didn't have enough people to keep it open. Now, that's been at the corner of 7th and Cook Street for more than four decades. It's one of our lesser-known museums. I have visited the museum myself, Sean, as a Civil War buff, and it's really a fascinating place. And some of the artifacts they have there, a portion of a flag that was hanging in Ford's Theater the evening that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. There's a lot of personal effects of Union soldiers that were donated by their families. So they're hoping to get that reopened. They haven't set a schedule for it, but as they said, their primary objective now is just to make sure those artifacts are preserved in some fashion.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.